Today's topic is a topic that I'm kind of shocked that I haven't done yet. I would think it would have been one of like the first 10 minute halacha shiurim, but it's not, because apparently we haven't done it yet. And that is the topic of covering challah for hamotzi. It's not as cutting edge a topic, and it's certainly something that hasn't really changed over the years, but it's a very practical topic. It's also a very good topic if you ever have to like give a chabura to high school kids and you want them to understand the basic notion of a nafkamina. It's a very good way to demonstrate what exactly a nafkamina is. You give them like, you know, there are three approaches to this issue. Can you come up with nafkaminas? And that's it happens to be a very, very good topic for that kind of thing. There is no discussion whether or not one is supposed to cover their chalas for lecha mishnah. There is a discussion why one covers the chalas for lecha mishnah. There are three basic reasons quoted by Rishonim. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf and Beis says that ein mevi'in es hashulchan ela im kein kiddush, that you're not supposed to bring the table with the food on it until you say kiddush. Then you bring out the table where people are going to eat. On that Gemara, Tosos in Divrei Maskil She'ein quotes from the She'iltos that the reason that we cover our challahs, that we cover our food before eating, is ki hechi detesi su'uda biyakra deshabata, so that it will be evident that the reason for a su'uda is l'kavod Shabbos. How is it evident? You only reveal the su'uda once you've declared kavod Shabbos. You've said kiddush, and now voila, there's all the food. So it's a way of showing that the food is only here for the sake of kavod Shabbos. That's the she'iltos. The Tosos then quotes, in the name of a Yesh Mefaresh, a second reason. He says it's a zecher to the man, that the man, when it fell, had tal milamayla, vital milamata, v'aman be'metayim. It was a dew sandwich. It was dew on the outside, was the bread of the sandwich, and the man is there in the middle. So too, we should have a covering over the challah, as if the challah were the man. It's very mistaber that we would want to make a zecher l'man specifically when dealing with lecha mishnah, because the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin tells us that the whole reason we have lecha mishnah is a zecher l'man. So that would be the ideal place to have a zecher l'man. Plus, su'udos Shabbos in general, the fact that we have three su'udos of Shabbos is also a zecher l'man, because it says hayom, hayom, hayom three times in the parsha of it says hayom three times. Hayom, hayom, hayom altogether. So because of the in the parsha of the month, so we learn that one is supposed to have three su'udos on Shabbos. That's all the second explanation. Third explanation is probably the most famous one. The Torah in Reish Ayin Aleph quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi, Shelo Yira Hapas Boshto, that the reason why we have lecha, why we have a covering, is that really midine brachos, the bracha on lechem, should come before a bar priya gafen. You're going to say a bar priya gafen before the bracha of the hamotzi? Not nice. It's embarrassing for the bread, so you want to cover up the bread as if it's not there, to sort of hide it. Now, you know, people often mock this reason. Bread gets embarrassed, bread doesn't have any feelings. It's nothing to mock. This is a statement about hilchos brachos. It's not about bread being embarrassed per se. It's about the fact that it's disrespectful. There's a din of kavod hapas, that it's disrespectful to take the more chashuv food and to relegate it to a second fiddle. You don't want the more chashuv food. But so if we're going to do that, we at least want to cover it up. Also, the idea of using that kind of terminology sensitizes us in general. Ben Adam La'atzmo, a person should know to be sensitive to everything, everybody and everything. So it's not something a person should mock. That's the reason the Yerushalmi. Now, L'may Nafkamina, what the reason is, if any way we have to do it. So I think you can come up with, I came up just putting it together this morning with 9 nafkaminas. So nafkamina number 1 would be, and this is why it's like such, it's like a perfect ready-made chabura, you know? Nafkamina number 1, how long do you have to keep it covered for? The Magen Avraham and Reish Ayin Aleph Sivkan Chaf says it depends on which reason. If you hold this mishum yakra de Shabbat, so it should be until the end of Kiddush. Then as soon as Kiddush is over, voila, there's the meal. But you don't have to wait all the way till Amotzi. If you hold that it's Zecher Leman, so Prima God, the Mishum Shalzav Sivkan Yud Bey says, then just till after Bar Priya Gafen, it's enough to make a Zecher Leman. You've done something while the bread was covered. But Mishum Bruin, Sivkan Mem Aleph, quotes from Chayyadim and Klal Vav, in Klal Vavos Gimel that no, if it's Zeicha Laman, you want it to remain covered until you actually make the Amotzi, because that's when the Lecha Mishnah is being fulfilled, the Lecha Mishnah is Zeicha Laman. So you want the way it's prepared to look like Zeicha Laman at that time. Rav Eliashiv just pointed out that in Hilchos Brachos may be a problem, because when you say a bracha, your food shouldn't be covered up. So when you're saying the hamotzi, you shouldn't have it covered up. So maybe you should uncover it before the brachos. I heard in the shir from Rabbi Bitzal Rudinsky that he tries to satisfy all shitos by having it half covered when he says the hamotzi. So it's uncovered enough that it's okay for the brachos, but it's still partially covered, that it's still somewhat of a zeich leman. A second afkamina might be, do you have to cover the bread of chalashudis? Luchora, that would only make sense if it's zeich leman. Shalayira pas bosha, there's no boshas of the pas, because there's no bar priyagavim being made, there's no kiddush at Shalashudas. Yakr de Shabbat, you're not making any declarations that you're then going to reveal the bread. So there's no Yakr de Shabbat. Only if it's a Zeich HaLaman, where Shalashudas is also, as we said, a Zeich HaLaman, you would then need to cover at Shalashudas. Yor HaShulchan, Reish Adyal, Sivyud, says that our meaning is we don't cover the bread for Shalashudas, because we hold the real reason is Shlo Yira Pas Boshto. Also, in the Din of Anhagas of the Chaznish, Perek Yud Al-Sir Aleph, also says that the Chaznish was not makbid to cover at Shalashudas, but nevertheless, the Yesh Lavram Mi Bachat was makbid to cover at Shalashudas, because he thought the Zeich Laman was something we should be choshish for. Another nafkamina is, you have to cover it on top, you have to cover it underneath as well. Do you need something resting underneath the bread? So this is explicit in Tosfos, that if it's a Zeich Laman, the man had something milamala, ooh, milamata. So you should, and if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sivtes, it's explicit, mapa tachas hapas. You also need a mapa underneath the bread. I don't know why people are not makbid about this. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, we're not makbid. The Ikar Tam is pas boshto. The Ikar Tam is that you shouldn't. Why is that the Ikar Tam? It doesn't sound like that's Shulchan Aruch's Ikar Tam. Shulchan Aruch says you need a mapa milamata. So I don't know why people are not so makbid. Certainly, if you cover it at Shalashudas, it would behoove you to cover it on the bottom also, because the only reason to cover at Shalashudas is Zeich HaLaman. So if you're being choshish for Zeich HaLaman, then obviously you'd want some cover on the bottom as well. In Piskei Tshuvas, he thinks that the tablecloth might be enough to fulfill this requirement. I'm not sure why that would be enough. The tablecloth is for the whole table. I don't know why that would be enough. In Ber Moshe and Deborah Tzina and Chel Gvav Sim Kovlam Dalid, he doesn't think a challah board is good enough, because it should be a mapa milamata, that it's something that's supposed to look like, that it's there as a covering for the bread, not just something to help you with the slicing of the bread. I always thought the challah board is good enough, and that's why we do fulfill it by having a specialized challah board. But okay, but that's a Deborah Tzina didn't agree. Fourth nafkamina is who has to cover? Only the person saying Kiddush has to cover the bread in front of him. You're at a simcha, or you're in yeshiva, and everyone has a little challah roll in front of them. So does everybody need to cover their challah roll? So if you hold pas boshto l'chor, it's only the person saying the bracha that has to worry about that. So it's only his bread that he has to worry about. But if you hold any of the other reasons, then everybody should really cover a motion. Or Chaim Chelkei Simchaf Osir Ches thinks we should be machmir, that everybody should cover, and he thinks even for pas boshto reasons, everyone should cover, and certainly for the Yakra de Shabbat reason, everyone should cover in the Zeich HaLaman. The Shulchan Shlomer, Shlom Zalman, and Sukkot Tazayin, Osgimel is Mekel, though. He thinks that there's no reason for everybody else to cover, only the Mevarich. A fifth Nafkamina, what do you have to cover other food that's on the table, or just the bread? Is it only a din in the bread? So if it's Mishum Yakra de Shabbat, so then, yeah, everything, you want to show that everything is here, Lekavit Shabbos, the Kolslo is here, Lekavit Shabbos, and the meat is here, everything is Lekavit Shabbos. But even if it's past Boshto, it could be that mizonos should be covered, because, and that's in fact the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Simen Nun Hei Sif Hei and the Tshuvas Levushi Mordechai and Chelik Aleph Simen Mem Vav, that even for past Boshto, all other mizonos should be covered. But others suggest no one would ever say the mizonos before the hamotzi is the ikur. The hamotzi is the bracha that patters everything. So once you cover the hamotzi, that's enough to satisfy the past Boshto. A sixth nafkamina, what if you're not saying Kiddush on wine, you're saying Kiddush on bread. You're saying Kiddush on the hamotzi. So if it's a pas boshto, no reason to cover it. But if it's Yakra de Shabbat or because of Zeich HaLaman, then there would be a reason to cover it. You got to like make a massive chart to check some of it. What do we have to? Seventh nafkamina. What if you have a see-through cover? Can you cover it with like plastic and you can see right through the cover? So l'chora, it's only an issue to discuss if it's pas boshto, if pas boshto is the reason. Right, Yakra de Shabbat, sure, it would be no problem because you're now making it accessible by uncovering it. If it's If it's Zeichel Leman, also, it might even be better because the dew is probably see-through also. So it might even be better to have a see-through cover. But if it's a din of pas posto, so if it's a see-through cover, is the pas still going to be embarrassed? Or if Nissen Karel, it's in the Chut Shani, Chel Dalit, Perk Pehei, Sufkat Yuches, says no good, you shouldn't have a see-through cover. And Shmir Shabbos Kulchas, Perk Mem Gimel, Arat HaZayin, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman that it's fine, that you can have a see-through cover. Piski Chuvas thinks that it doesn't satisfy Yakrit de Shabbata even to have a see-through cover. I don't see that as being true. He thinks it doesn't satisfy that you're making it obvious that the food is here Mishum Yakrit de Shabbata because you see the food the whole time. I would say, yeah, you see the food the whole time, but you don't have access to the food until you uncover it. So I would think it does satisfy the Yakrit de Shabbata. An eighth nafkamina is, should the cover be white, ideally? The Eliyahu Rabba suggests that a white cover is Zeich Leman Kezera Gad Lavan. So since it was like a white thing, so it should be dafka, a white cover. The Malbim, in his commentary on the Chumash, thinks that the that dafka on Shabbos it was white. In the weekday it was clear. And on Shabbos it was just dafka, something, an inyan of white. I think I once gave a Tamar al-Khashir about dafka having a white tablecloth for Shabbos, whether one needs to be makbid about that. And the answer is you leave it up to your wife. The ninth nafkamina would be, is can you just bring the chalas to the table after Kiddush? What if you just don't have the chalas on the table by Kiddush? So you'll say Kiddush without the chalas on the table. So it certainly would fulfill Yakrit Shabbata in the way the Gemara had said it. That, it all started with the Gemara that said they'd only bring the Shulchan after you say Kiddush. And that's the greatest way of showing, look, we're not bringing the food till we say Kiddush and declare that it's a Shabbos meal. Paspo also, no problem, because you're not. It's even better, the bread's not there. But if it's a Zeichel Leman, then even if it's not there at the time, you should probably still cover it, even if you bring the bread after Kiddush. In Maisa Rav, in Os Kufir Ches, it says that this is what the Gra did, that the Gra brought the bread to the table first after Kiddush. So La Halacha, we always try to be makbid to be Yotze as many Shittos as possible. Essentially, Rav Shach always points out, the entire Sefer Mishnah Berurah is based on the premise that you try to be Yotze every Shita possible. He says, you know, he's always standing on his head to try to figure out how to be Yotze every single Shita. So ideally, if you can be able to say all the shittos, that's certainly ideal. But the minhag seems to be not to cover it at Shalosh Shudis and not to have a separate cloth underneath and to rely on challah covers and things like that. But everything else, we should try our best. Certainly, minhag I don't think is to be makbid dafka on a white cover. But for the most part, everything else, we try to be as makbid as possible to try to be yotzei all of the different items.